USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, President Trump tweeted, "The Trump economy is setting records and has a long way to go. However, if anyone takes over for me in 2020, I know the competition very well, there will be a market crash the likes no one which has seen before." During an appearance on Fox News, Democratic Senator from Maryland Ben Cardin reacted to that tweet.
"Obviously, I disagree with President Trump. It's not the first time I've disagreed with him. I can tell you this. President Obama and the Congress, last Congress, deserves credit for planting the seeds for the growth in our economy."
Four Democratic presidential candidates are taking part in a Black Economic Alliance Forum in Charleston, South Carolina, including former Texas Congressman Robert O'Rourke.
"We were talking about, I was listening to the disparity in enforcement, for example, of our drug laws."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
"It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star."
"Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids."
"My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down."
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Americans are following through with promises to rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaimed they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark, according to church and business officials. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece fire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, "not a cent."
The cathedral also held its first mass on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
One person is dead and two others are injured after a shooting at a California Costco. Corona Police Lieutenant Jeff Edwards says it appears to have started as an argument inside the store on Friday evening.
Officers arrived anticipating an active shooter situation. They went inside and countered four subjects down. There's one deceased male who has yet to be identified. There was two other adults with apparent gunshot wounds.
I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mary Piper. She's a clinical psychologist and therapist. And one of the things we discussed was regarding screen time, how girls can handle social media, and some of the ways they can use it to actually thrive in our world.
Well, I guess the main point I would like to make to you is that social media affects every aspect of identity building and girls' development, emotional, cognitive, maturational, physical, and so on. So one of the things that we're very much urging is to have a longer discussion based on this new book, Reviving Ophelia, about how we can help girls have the important developmental milestones as a part of their life that they had even in 1994. But because of social media, they're staying home alone on Saturday nights, watching Netflix, and playing around with their device instead of being out in the world with their friends, learning how to take care of themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.